Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia taking you up till 8 o'clock this evening. Don't forget, tomorrow night, the Panthers go for the first ever Stanley Cup championship. You'll be able to hear all the action right here on AM 560 Sports WQAM. I think puck drops a little after 8 o'clock, and certainly having an opportunity to see what it's like, again, to be in a finals like last year. A lot of these people missed the Dolphins and the Marlins being in the postseason. So we get an opportunity to listen that as well. Don't forget anything you missed this evening, whether it had been our first guest of the second hour, Coach Chris Creighton from Eastern Michigan, or John Santucci from Florida Recruiting, Zuby Charles, who joined us, talk University of Miami, or Matt Mershell, who talked a little bit of UCF football. Just go to WQAM.com, top of the page where it says podcast, and there we are. As I told you before, a lot of these high school coaches and players are going around the country on caravans, visiting different schools, no matter where it be, some local, some statewide, some national. One of the programs that goes every year and benefits in a major way, not only getting exposure, but having an opportunity to see a lot of these campuses and participating in a lot of the camps, no matter where they went, is Cardinal Gibbons and assistant head coach Dave Montiel has taken him around. He's kind enough to join us this evening on the road with Coach Dave Montiel. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. I bet you it's been a really, really impressive last week.
Yes, it's been very, very fruitful and fun. I just wanted to thank you for having me on. It's an honor to be on your show. Love hearing you. So it's been an adventure, but we're still going on and trying to do what we can to help these guys out.
Yeah, talk about some of the places you've been, because I know that you're one of the people that I follow every day on Facebook, and you give a little synopsis of where you've been, take some photos, because a lot of people don't understand, for a lot of these kids, this is a chance of a lifetime. This is something that they're going to look back on in 10, 15, 20 years and say, oh, man, remember when we went away the summer of 2024 to Wisconsin and all those schools? Talk about that.
Yes, sir, definitely. So we hit about eight to 12 schools. We went to Louisville, Purdue, Notre Dame, Valpo, some D3 schools, North Central, Northern Iowa, Northwestern, Iowa, Illinois, Iowa, Indiana State, and Indiana. We try to hit two schools a day. You know, I always thrive myself on these trips for the kids, and they're going to forget what they see. That's why I take a lot of those pictures, try to get these guys in front of coaches. That's our job, right? As a high school coach, is to get as much exposure as we can for these guys, and especially now in the landscape of football is changing with the portal and all that. The good thing about these big college campus tours and camps is that they bring smaller college coaches in to work the camps. So that helps our kids too. So we got more bang for your buck. You get maybe instead of a mega camp where there's 5,000 kids, or 1,000 kids, you might have 300 kids, but there's maybe 6-7 different schools there. So that's why we do that. And I think it's benefited our kids. I don't know if they like it, but I'll tell you what, I enjoy it. I love going out there, seeing different places. And I mean, it's a bonding period time for the kids too, you know? So I just think it's a great thing for our guys, especially at Cardinal Gibbons.
Yeah, and you and head coach Matt DeBuck do a tremendous job getting these kids exposure year-round. But having this opportunity, and I say this all the time, Coach, is not only these kids get to visit these different schools, but at the same time, they go to areas of the country that they may read about in history or learn about in geography. And they get a chance to see, especially if you go up the East Coast, some of the battlegrounds that took place, Civil War, different things like that. And it's things that they read about, but here they are, they can touch and feel it. I'm sure you guys come across a lot of, you know, historical spots along the way that these kids may have heard about, but this is a great opportunity, not only as a football and a bonding deal, but kind of an educational situation too.
Oh, very much so. A couple of years back, we went to Gettysburg College, and we got a tour of Gettysburg and the battles there. I mean, we've been, you know, it's just a great opportunity. Been to New York, you know, been to Boston, been to places like that. Now, like this trip, we go to Louisville. There's a bunch of guys that have seen the Kentucky Derby, never knew about it. We drove by there, hung out at the Kentucky Derby for a few minutes. Muhammad Ali, they know about Muhammad Ali. We go see a little bit of the museum. We just drove by there. We didn't go in or anything like that. But, you know, Northwestern, they see pictures of Northwestern's indoor facility as being the only indoor in the country on the water. And it's right. No way. We get there, and it's a beautiful sight. And then you go to Iowa, and you know, to change something here, like, I love going to some of these schools, like Iowa. I mean, we have a player there, so that to me is giving back and going to see our old players, and we've been to Michigan State seeing old players and places like that. It's just that part of it is what I like, because then those kids can talk to our guys and explain to them what it's really about and how it's really going to be. So that to me is just all learning experiences for our guys.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, because, you know, I mean, one of those kids who are playing major college football could say, hey, I wore that same uniform 6 years ago or 5 years ago, you know, and those kids could relate to him more. Also, as we're speaking with Coach Dave Montiel, assistant head coach at Cardinal Gibbons High School here in Fort Lauderdale, who's in the midst of a trip, the best thing about these, and I've been around the last couple of weeks, is that I see that, you know, whether it be at USF with Coach Golish or Coach Malzahn at UCF or Coach Napier at Florida, and even Mario and them at Miami, and then I was at Coach McIntyre's deal down at FIU, they get more time to really, really spend with these kids. Because when it comes to spring, they don't get that much time. They're down here. They're on a limited, you know, basis. They have to go from school to school. They can only see you one time, you know, a week now because of the NCAA. That probably is the best part in the world, to see some of these major college head coaches that will come up to you and spend some time with you. And, you know, maybe some of these, you know, other, you know, assistant coaches that you remember coming down from, you know, for spring, then now you have more of an extensive time to talk to them.
Oh, it was unbelievable. We were at Iowa, and Coach French, he spent like 30 minutes with us. He put us in the team room, talked to us. We were at Illinois. Coach Bilema talked to us for a little while, talked to the kids. We were at Indiana State, and Coach Mallory, head coach there, good guy, started talking to all our guys. I mean, it was great. We got to meet five head coaches. Spend time with about three or four of them, legit time, where they sat there and got to ask some questions. And some of our kids asked some really, really good questions. It was interesting. Some of these guys were asking the questions that I would never thought they'd be asking. But it was it was a good experience for them to have.
Yeah, and not only that, you have an opportunity to, when you go to a camp or you play in a 7-on-7 or whatever it is, a line camp, to go up against kids from the Midwest, go against kids from the East, athletes that you really won't, you know, go up against. And you know as well as I do, when someone thinks about Florida and finds out you're Florida, they bring their A game against you because they want to beat you. Talk about that, because, you know, Florida always has a target because of the fact that everybody sees, you know, the Bosas and the Dalvin Cooks and, you know, all these kids that have come out, Dion and everybody who's come out of the, you know, these programs for years and years and years. And they always have a feeling that, hey, listen, if I do well in this rep against this Florida kid, that's something that I could use, you know, to sell to the next level, you know, for a college. So obviously it's about competition. It's a great opportunity. Did you see any Larry Bird stuff in Indiana State at all, or what?
We did. We did not get to see his statue. We wanted to see it so bad, and we were just running around so much. It was just like, you know, that's another thing. I just call up a guy. I said, hey, does anybody at Iowa, is like, anybody know a guy at Iowa, Indiana State by any chance? Because I knew there were some coaches from Iowa that went there. The guy, Abdul Hodge, hit me right back up and said, here's a name. And he gave me this
Boyd
name.
Boyd Anderson. This
guy. Yeah, Boyd Anderson. He talked to our guys for a while. But he gives me the name of Coach Cox over there, and he spent the time. They're having a camp. He came over to see us, took us around campus. Then we went back to the camp, and there was a bunch of guys there. They were doing a specialist camp. And the head coach comes off the field, comes to us, talks to us. But when you went back to the competition part, Larry, I'm going to tell you, our guys really did a great job. You're right about that. When they hear Florida guys, they do look, especially the guys from that area. Like Notre Dame, we were fortunate enough to have one of our DBs was DB of the camp at Notre Dame. At Wisconsin, we had another one be a DB of the camp. So we were fortunate. One of our linemen was the top five linemen in the Wisconsin camp. So nice. It worked out, and we had some young guys really do a lot of things. Now, what I don't like about some of these camps is when we go against each other.
Why are you
going up against each other? There's 100 kids in this camp. You're going to see this guy every day in practice. So I got to tell them on the side. But all in all, we had a great time. And I'll tell you, I can't do this by myself. I'm going to tell you, I drive the van. These guys, they fly up. I drive a van, meet them, less cheaper plane ticket. But I pick up my brother. He picks, and he helps me with directions. He's real good at that. And then I have Eddie Geisbrook, a coach from the past, that comes in. He's like my side driver here. He helps me out. And we just keep an eye on the kids. You know, you got to have responsibility somehow. But I couldn't do this by myself. I'll tell you that. It's a lot of driving.
Good
but
stuff.
I love coach, every minute of it.
I want you to stay safe. I know you got a couple more spots. We'll catch up with you soon.
Yes, sir.
Thanks a lot. It was really interesting. I know the people enjoyed listening, and because a lot of people don't get an opportunity to hear about these visits. You see them. I know Coconut Creek, Norland, a lot of schools are on, you know, they go up to visits. I know Coconut Creek's Monarch's on a visit as well. But I appreciate you taking the time. Drive carefully. Little late for me
Thank
to
you.
Say that now.
Since you've been going. It's always a pleasure. It's
good stuff,
a pleasure
Coach.
Being on your show. I really appreciate what you do for all our guys, and keep doing what you do, Blue, because you're the best in the business. You know that. I appreciate
Thanks, man.
That very much.
Appreciate you.
Thank
Drive
you.
Careful.
You
good stuff.
Yes, sir.
Coach,
thank you. Good night.
Coach Jay Montiel on the road for Cardinal Gibbons. Wow. 13 colleges. They go two a day. Been a lot of historical spots. I love it.